The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Please keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times.
This is your final warning.
Now, here's your host, Mr. Thrill Ride himself, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. I think you already knew this, but today's Wednesday, and we've got some red hot stuff for you today. I am thrilled to have with me right here in the studio, Ann McElhenney. You may remember her from, I don't know, a year or so ago. We talked about the Gosnell movie, the Gosnell book, the horror of the whole Gosnell story and the Gosnell trial. Ann McElhenney and Phelim McAleer are journalists, Irish journalists, not that anybody cares, but and they are doing so many interesting things. Ann, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here. Thanks so much, Eric.
It's hard to describe you because you and Phelim you're doing so many different kinds of things, all of them important, and all of them a little bit hard to describe. So I thought if I get you in the studio, because I really want my audience to get to know you, and Phelim, I know he's not here right now, but to get to know you and what you're doing, let's just start with who you are. You're both journalists, but you're kind of like, I don't know, guerrilla journalists, activist journalists. You're doing very, very interesting things. How long have you and Phelim been journalists?
Well, Phelim's been a journalist for, you know, through the Troubles in Northern Ireland. You know, he was brought up basically through the Troubles and covered the war in Northern Ireland well back then. And he's worked for everyone. He's worked
and
for
that's the late 70s?
Yeah, absolutely. So he's worked for the Financial Times, the Sunday Times in the UK, and the Irish News, the Irish, the Sunday, as I said, the Irish, right. The UK Sunday Times. Right. So yeah, he's a veteran journalist, and we met and ended up living in Romania. And I had been previously a teacher, and I became a freelance journalist. And one thing led to another, and we started making documentaries. And
did you ever get married?
We got married. Oh yes.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he
best thing I ever did.
You have different.
Best thing I ever did. I'm a huge recommender, by the way. I'm looking at potentially a single girl out there in front of me now, yeah. And I'm always saying to young people, yeah, best thing you'll ever do, and treat it like cancer.
What does that mean?
Take it as seriously as you take cancer.
You mean take your singleness that seriously?
Take your love life as seriously as you take cancer, and don't be casual about it. Don't think you're going to just happen to meet somebody in a bar. I would study it up, and I would be very strategic. I would go places where I'm going to meet nice people, and I'd go out all the time. You can watch television when you're old. Don't watch television now. Don't watch Netflix now. Do it some other time.
I already loved you, Ann McElhenney, but to hear you say that now, you're now at the top.
Nothing in your life will make you happier than a beautiful marriage, and why would you ever be casual about that?
Oh, my goodness. Well, okay. We've already started on a beautifully important note. I want to describe to my audience what you do. You do many things, so let's be clear. You're a little bit all over the map in a good way. I'm all over the map as well. You You did this movie and this book on the Gosnell trial. Many people will remember you from that. You were on this program. Just tell us a little bit about that before we get to the next subject, which is Red Hot, the Harvey Weinstein trial.
Yeah, well, Kermit Gosnell was an abortion doctor who was working out of Philadelphia for decades and delivering casually and, you know, as his modus operandi, delivering babies alive and cutting their necks with scissors. And eventually the law caught up with him. He's now serving three life sentences in a prison in Huntington in Pennsylvania. He has no remorse. We've interviewed him in the prison. We made a movie and a documentary. And I would call both of those projects life-changing for me. And I know, I know who you are. I know what you've written about. And your book, by the way, had an unbelievable effect on me. I meeting you the first time, by the way, Eric, was I was almost like, I thought, how do you compare this to the Dalai Lama, Jesus Christ, Moses?
Oh, for crying out loud.
No, I'm not. I'm not joking.
Where's my wife? Bring her in.
I'm not joking. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to meet one of my, you know, because meeting your heroes in life is like extraordinary.
You know, I'm not Bonhoeffer, right?
You brought Bonhoeffer to life for an awful lot of people, and I have to say, just on that note, and you talk about grace, and that book was extraordinary to me. I came back to prayer because of the Gosnell movie and because of the Gosnell book and because of what we learned. And I didn't know anything about abortion, so I was neutral about abortion before I got involved in this, and I'm not neutral anymore. I'm not neutral anymore because of the facts, not because of anything to do with pro-life movement, to do with facts that came out in a trial. That were evidence in a trial, photographs from the ME's office. We're going to talk about that, I think, a little bit later again. Actual evidence, which is indisputable, unimpeachable evidence that these are children. That these are children. These are people, unique moments of humanity that are casually destroyed constantly in this country, millions of them. And I think people don't know. And I think that was one of the main reasons why we did the film. And the main part of the film, maybe this helps explain a bit of the one thread maybe that runs through all of our work that's kind of, as you say, lots of different things, is verbatim. So the big moment, I think, in the Gosnell movie, the reason we made the movie, by the way, was for the evidence by the good abortion doctor. The good legal abortion doctor who was asked to describe what a good legal abortion was for the jury so that they would be able to understand the difference between a good legal abortion and murder, which is what this man was standing there for.
Gosnell had done.
The jury didn't find the distinction that interesting, if you know what I mean. They didn't see a distinction. They were horrified when the good abortion doctor described what a good abortion is. And so when we heard that testimony, we looked at each other and we said, we want to make a movie and we want that testimony in it. And that's the main reason that movie was made, was that testimony. No one has ever, and I've asked many times and I've never had anyone challenge me. I don't believe there's ever been a movie made ever where that description of abortion by an actual doctor is part of a movie. And it's the reason we did this.
Well, if you don't mind my asking, where can people see the Gosnell movie? Because there are tons of people listening right now who are only hearing about this for the first time. Is it available?
It's on streaming everywhere.
Okay, it's on Netflix?
It's not on Netflix yet, but we are, that should,
is it,
that should
is
happen.
Is it on Hulu?
It's on Amazon. You have to
Amazon
pay like $2.50 or whatever. Yeah.
But Amazon Prime?
No, I don't think it's on Amazon Prime yet. So you basically have to pay on Amazon or all those other platforms.
Okay,
you know,
just called Gosnell.
It's just called Gosnell, but it'll be on your television. If you're a person who buys movies on the TV, whatever that's
called.
It's there. It's digitally available.
I just say this because, again, you know, part of what we're really talking about, Anne, is that when you come upon this information, the horror is that no one else has access to this information. You think we live in a free culture. How is it that people don't really have a clear choice? They only hear one side of the argument. And it's because the things like the coverage of Gosnell and then things like the movie you made get no airplay, they get no purchase in the wider culture. That's my issue. In other words, I think that there are many people who don't want to hear the bad news about abortion. There are many people. But there are many people who are perfectly willing to hear whatever's true. They're perfectly willing to hear, but they never hear it.
And you know
they
why?
Never
and you know why? And, yeah. you mightn't like what I'm about to say, though.
Yeah.
The conservative movement do not take culture seriously. I can tell you that we spend, I get upset thinking about this, how hard it was for us to get the money to make the movie, how hard it was for us to get the money to distribute the movie. We should have, in the reality, when you look at America, when you look at how people feel about this issue, we should have had $20 million for P&A, number one. And the movie should have been made with $10 million.
Yeah.
But we were scrimping and scraping the whole
P&A
time.
P&A, for people who don't know.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Is the advertising. is the advertising budget. So people cannot go to a movie if they don't know it's on. And so advertising becomes super significant. So in America, most movies are released with about $10 million in advertising as a budget. So that people know the movie's on. Just that, right?
Yeah.
And here was an opportunity for our side, you know, for people who are pro-life, for conservatives, to just throw money at this thing. Just throw money at it. And I'll tell you what's interesting is the left throw money at culture that they care about. And I think later we're going to talk about an art exhibition. They take this seriously.
I just want to tell you, because you don't know me well enough to know that what you have just said is at the very center of my life. This idea that we're fighting a war about getting the truth out to people. This is not about telling the people to think the way we think. It's just to get the truth out because we happen to believe that the truth is on our side. If you see the truth, you will see the horror, the demonic, grotesque horror of butchering children in their mother's wombs. And most people will say, wow, yeah. I didn't realize.
But
they won't hear this stuff. And what you just said, how conservatives and the conservative media have no clue about the culture. I think we're out of time in this segment. We're going to be right back. I'm talking to Anne McElhenney. Don't go away.
Hey guys, this is Larry King. Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that don't work? I've got great news for you. I had prostate problems that were driving me nuts. I tried several different natural products. None of them worked. One day I heard about Prostagenics. It beat over 157 other prostate supplements in independent lab tests and was rated number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. So I got some Prostagenics and boy, am I glad I did. Now my prostate troubles are a thing of the past. I sleep like a champ. I feel like I did 20 years ago. Do yourself a huge favor. Do what I did and get yourself some Prostagenics.
Prostagenics comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee, so you can order absolutely risk-free. So go online or call 800-653-2083. 800-653-2083. If you call in the next 6 minutes, you can get a free bottle with a Larry King special. 800-653-2083.
Pick up the phone right now.
Hey, folks, where does the profit from your cup of coffee go? Well, you know who Pete and Seth Talbot are. They're the father-son owners of Relief Factor, helping thousands of people get out of pain. I'm one of them. Well, I'm thrilled to announce that Pete and Seth have started a new company, Honor Bound Coffee. Premium, fairly traded coffee at a terrific price, but even better, almost amazing, really. They've decided to give 100% of the profits to support and bless military families. That's right. By the way, the coffee is fantastic. No doubt about that. You'll love it. And to start it all off, on your first order, you can buy two bags for the price of one. Now, are there American families more deserving of our appreciation than our military? And let me ask you, where do the profits go from the coffee you drink? Pete and Seth are asking you to help bless and serve military families. Simply go to honorboundcoffee.com and on your first order, buy two bags for the price of one only at honorboundcoffee.com. Give your family great coffee and give back to our military 100% of the profits. honorboundcoffee.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text money to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
If you change your mind,
take a chance.
I'm the first in line.
Take a chance,
honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance
on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go, when you're feeling down. If you're all alone.
Hey there, folks. I'm trying to lure in an audience with ABBA. You play ABBA, people just come. They come like the children following the Pied Piper. They come. And then we hit them with the good stuff. I'm sitting here with Anne McElhenney. Anne, you and your husband, Phelim, are heroes. You're doing great things, important things. I want to talk about a number of them today. And maybe if we have time, we'll record some more and we can play it later this week. But let's just finish up quickly and we can come back to it. But when it comes to getting the information out about many things that go counter to the cultural narrative, people like you and me, we have a very hard time, because even the conservative media, the Christian media, whatever it is, they don't seem to get it.
Yeah.
And we are really, both of us, I can say very bluntly, we're really struggling financially, because you say, in order to make this, I need to get this money. How do I get the money? My goodness, it's a huge effort. And the other side, the pro-abortion side in this case, they have every resource.
Yeah, well, despite, you know, you probably know this. I mean, obviously, they're going to spend Planned Parenthood are going to spend $45 million this year on the 2020 election. And I just was mentioning to you in the break there, Planned Parenthood have someone full-time working in Hollywood helping with scripts, helping people write scripts. Her name is Karen Spruce. The Washington Post just wrote an article about her. And she said she's really successful in influencing what goes on the TV, what goes in movies.
Yeah.
You know, one of her big successes, she said, was Obvious Child, that romantic comedy about abortion. So they take this stuff very seriously, and we're not at the races. And it's a shame, because this is how people change their mind. If you think about movies through your life, you know, books, that's what changes people. That's what people, you know,
this
Vietnam
is,
War was won and lost over movies that really touched people's hearts.
The thing that amazes me is that I almost never hear anyone say this. This is you're singing my song. This is my song. But I almost never talk to people who really get this. You talk to many people who get the political side, and believe me, that's important. But the cultural side, nobody. I mean, the reason I wrote these caveman Donald Trump caveman books is because I think we need to be speaking into the culture. But even Fox News has never had me on to discuss
those
books.
It's extraordinary, by the way. And, you know, if you go into any bookstore, you know, today, anywhere in the country, and go to the children's section, you will find a huge number of political books aimed at like 3-year-olds and 2-year-olds and coloring books, all anti-Trump, anti-capitalism, anti-everything, anti-fracking. But they take this really seriously. They understand that's how you change people. That's how you grow people. And I love your books. I think they're just fabulous. And I'm hoping I'm going to get one to bring home godson.
I'll give you as many as you can carry.
Okay, to my godson, because I want, you know, because this is what people need to be doing, and people need to be buying Eric's book and giving it to the godson you have, or the grandchild you have.
This is the funny thing, is that we don't have the media outlets. I mean, other than this program, usually you're going to either get overtly Christian stuff, or you may get overtly politically conservative stuff, talking about politics, but cultural stuff,
yeah, it's unbelievable.
It doesn't exist. And listen, it's why I do this program.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's so much to talk about. Maybe we should move to the hottest topic, which is the Harvey Weinstein trial. Now, I was at first puzzled. You and Phelim,
yes,
are working on this. You do a lot of interesting things. Tell us, first of all, you live in L.A.?
Yes.
Okay. But you're here in New York.
That's right.
For the Harvey Weinstein
trial.
That's
right. Right. For 6 weeks, whatever it takes.
And tell my audience why.
Why? The liberal mob that came after Brett Kavanaugh are the same liberal mob that are coming after Harvey Weinstein. In fact, when the jury selection was happening, a flash mob of women shouted, hundreds of them shouted outside the courtroom, "You are the rapist." And I happen to believe that due process is something beautiful and something that should be defended. And due process is important for the people we really dislike as much as it's important for the people we like.
Okay, now you're staking
So I don't like this guy.
No, but I'm saying this is what's so fascinating, and this is why I call people to listen to the facts and to think clearly. Don't go with the mob. So I do not have anything like a positive impression of Harvey Weinstein. Utterly the contrary.
Correct.
But
I'm not going to dissuade you.
But what I was interested in is you, whom I respect and revere, you and Phelim, you're trying to show us there's a fly in the ointment. There's something happening even in this trial of this, I would say, monster of some kind, Harvey Weinstein.
Sure.
That is itself very bad. So help my audience understand what is happening in this trial. I mean, if I had to sum it up, are they basically railroading him? Is that the idea that they're not?
There are shades, there are things happening. So what's interesting, some of the facts, it started out with 80 accusers, 90 accusers, some people say, but 80 or 90 accusers, it's down to two. It's down to two. So there are two criminal accusers here. All the other witnesses.
Is one of them Annabella Sciorra?
No, Annabella Sciorra was allowed to. And I actually wonder about that from a legal point of view. They're allowing these other witnesses give evidence to prior bad acts to basically, characterization of this guy as a monster, exactly as you said. So they're allowing people who either the statute of limitation there's a problem with, or their evidence is problematic in some way, that they are eliminated, but they are allowed to give evidence to his character. But there are two substantive accusers. One is called Jessica Mann, who is in court this week. Jessica Mann, and the other one is Miriam Haley. And here's what my take out on, I'm seeing shades here of Blasey Ford. So Blasey Ford, for example, she had this, recollection of something that happened to her. She spoke to her husband and her therapist. You know who the third phone call she made to was? The hotline at the Washington Post for a woman who wanted to be anonymous. Now, there's something about that sounds similar to the women that I'm seeing down in the courtroom here in New York, in Lower Manhattan, who have Gloria Allred in the front row all the time, and they want to be anonymous.
Okay, so here we have, first of all, you were just mentioning the Kavanaugh situation, in case people aren't remembering who Christine de Blasey Ford is. She ultimately came across like a fragile nut, like somebody who really is a broken mess, willing to say anything, sad and sick and whatever. But you're telling me that in the case of Harvey Weinstein, you're seeing similar things. I mean, the reason this is so important to get it right as we're discussing
sure.
is because I think most people have heard enough to think that this guy is for sure a sexual predator,
and they've
like
heard
one
that,
of the real monsters.
And they've heard that from CNN and the Washington Post and the New York Times, places that I don't find that reliable when I look for news. So here's what people maybe didn't hear, that one of the substantive accusers...
Which one, Mann?
Let's start with Jessica Mann. So Jessica Mann, after the alleged rape, wanted him to meet her mother. After the alleged rape, decided to have a consensual sexual relationship with him.
Okay, now
after this, but to meet the mother, I think is particularly extraordinary.
Yeah.
Asked for membership of the Soho House, asked would he please come to her birthday party, wrote to him continuously saying, "You are so good to me. wrote to other people saying, he is so good to me. This guy is so nice. He is so nice and he's so charming and he's so lovely. Also wrote in a diary to herself on her private cell phone, she called him a casual boyfriend. That was in her, to herself for her own use, for her own consumption. That's how she described him. So, you know, colour me sceptical, but my job as a journalist, by the way, is to be sceptical. I think we have had enough examples in this country, Duke Lacrosse, for example, where people said things, just because you say you were raped does not make it make it true. And this is what a court of law is for. You have ordinary people in that jury, common sense people who have to make a common sense decision. And I think there's quite a lot of evidence. So in the case of Miriam Haley, just briefly,
Now, this is the other one.
Briefly, she was allegedly she was raped. The day after, she flew to Los Angeles for 2 weeks on a ticket he bought for her. The Weinstein Company bought for her. She came back and had sex, consensual sex with him. And then she asked him for a ticket to fly her to London and to put her up in a very posh hotel. When she was in London, she discovered that Harvey Weinstein, her alleged rapist, was about to arrive in London a few days later. She wrote to him, said, I'm so bummed that I can't change my ticket. I'm trying to change my ticket, so I'm here when you're here. So I'm asking your audience, we are sensible people. This is very strong and interesting evidence that certainly needs to be weighed up. Neither of those witnesses, I found both of them, you know, there were these very large holes in their evidence, you know, where, for example, in one case, in the case of Jessica Manch, at one point she, you know, before an alleged rape, and she'd had several other non-consensual, you know, kind of a sexual assault issues with Harvey Weinstein. She's in a hotel situation here in New York in a DoubleTree, massive doors. We saw photographs and the defense said to her, why didn't you walk out? The doors are there. Why don't you walk out? Instead of walking out, though, she actually went up to the room with him. So these are the issues. And the question is, you know, you look back at Clarence Thomas, by the way, and I really would like to do a quick shout out, by the way, for Created Equal, the documentary that Clarence Thomas.
You know what? We're
going
to go to a
fabulous.
Hard break. Okay. We're going to come back plenty more with Anne McElhenney. I know you won't go away. Why would you?
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Senators wrapping up their final speeches for and against impeachment with a final vote less than 2 hours away. The president is expected to be acquitted. U.S. military officials say two jets carrying about 350 Americans fleeing the virus zone in China have landed at an Air Force base in Northern California. Some will be quarantined for 14 days there, while others will fly on to Marine Corps Air Station Miramar near San Diego to be quarantined. A powerful winter storm bringing snow and ice to parts of the central United States. The National Weather Service says winter storm warnings or advisories in effect from El Paso, Texas, to eastern New Mexico to the St. Louis metropolitan area. On Wall Street, stocks have been higher throughout the day. The Dow is up 413 points, the NASDAQ 27 points higher. This is SRN News.
Hack Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
You see it on TV every day. Global turmoil. But these international events help keep interest rates low and may even drive them lower. In response, we at Cash Call Mortgage have lowered our interest rates for the new year. And that's great news for homeowners. If you have a current rate above 2.99%, call us to see how much you can save. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing costs. And we can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. With our low interest rates and no closing costs if you qualify, there's never been a better time to lock in a low rate before it's gone. For a free quote, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call 800-299-1364. That's 800-299-1364. 800-299-1364.
Don't let your home be invaded this season with rats and mice. Keep them away the most humane way with Plug-In Pest Free, 100% chemical-free, totally safe for your family and pets, and environmentally friendly. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that has been scientifically tested and consumer-proven since 1995. Now that's fair dinkum. With a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year manufacturer's warranty, what have you got to lose? Stop inviting unwanted rodents and pests in with baits. Say goodbye to traps and start saving money today with Plug-In Pest Free. Order yours now at gopestfree.com and save 20% with promo code PEST20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Are you ready to start saving money? Gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Ann McElhenney, and I feel like I'm talking to Phelim McAleer also, but he's not here. Now, what is he doing? He's covering the trial now?
Yeah, one of us always has to be in court.
Okay, so he's down
in Lower Manhattan.
In Lower Manhattan at the courthouse at the Harvey Weinstein trial.
Yeah.
As a journalist, do you have a journalist badge or something?
I just took mine off.
So
when we started, by the way, when we came the first day of the trial, we had to line up at 4:30 in the morning. And trust me, there were 20 people ahead of us at that point. So, yeah, there's a huge amount of interest in this trial. And a lot of it, I think, and I'm, you know, listening to people talking in the room, listening to journalists, you know, a lot of it's very politically motivated. There's a lot of Me Too sort of sentiment among people. And, you know, people need to leave their politics outside the door and let's listen to the evidence.
Well, okay, so first of all, why are you and Phelim doing this? It seems like a huge thing to come from California to stay here in New York to do this trial. What compelled you to take this on?
It's historically very significant. This is really Me Too movement is on trial here. And I think basically this is a genre that we have invented. So people can go and find our podcast at weinsteinpodcast.com. And basically what we have is actors every day reenacting the most dramatic moments of every day of the trial. And so people can catch up with exactly what's happened. We edit through the night and it comes out the next morning. So every morning in your inbox, you'll get the podcast, weinsteinpodcast.com. And I think this is something we need more of. Courtrooms are a very interesting place. You know, you can interview me here, Eric, and ask me questions, and I could lie to you, you know. But if you put me on the stand and start asking me questions, it's a little bit more tricky. I could go to jail for perjury. I could, you know, get fined for perjury. It's very serious. So I think when people are on the stand, trials are very, very interesting. You know that we did the verbatim. We did Ferguson, for example. So we took the grand jury report of Ferguson, Missouri, and we reenacted it as a play with just the words from the people who gave evidence in that. And we basically reconstructed the last hours of Michael Brown's life. And the story is not the story that the media told. The man never put his hands up and said, don't shoot. So, you know, it's important. Evidence is very important. And it's something I think that's, if you were to, you know, what's the common thread in everything that we do is facts and evidence. And, you know, this thing of listening to what people are saying in a trial and not listening to a mob is something that liberals and conservatives should be united about. We should be all on the same page on that.
Right.
Because once the mob come, they come for Brett Kavanaugh, they're going to come for you. They're going to come for you if you don't always defend due process. And so let's watch this play out. And I think it's important what we're doing because we're telling people stuff that maybe isn't getting represented so well in the media.
Well, so let me ask you, so to go back to the Weinstein case, let's put the evidence aside for a moment. You seem to agree with me that even though he may not be guilty of what he's being accused of in court, he is nonetheless...
He's a pig. I think that's what we would call him technically.
Pig.
Yes, what women would call, he's a pig. And, you know, I don't even think anyone needs that explained to them. You know, his behavior is despicable. You would not want your daughter meeting him, right? However, did he commit a crime? That's the question that's going on in the court. But yes, I totally agree with you. And by the way, there's no lack of examples of his pig-like behavior being heard down in that
court. So in other words, that is true, according to you and what I've looked into, that he is... not a choir boy. He's not the sort of person that we want to hold up like we would Kavanaugh, because Kavanaugh
is an actual choir boy. Yes,
is a wonderful human being.
100%
that I would want my daughter to spend as much time possible
exactly.
around Brett Kavanaugh.
Correct.
So we're not talking about that issue with Harvey Weinstein. What we're talking about is it seems to me, suggesting that even though he's a pig, he had a lot of people participating with him, going along with his piggishness, and now some years later saying, I was raped.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that comes up here is this idea of transactional sexual contact with people. And I think, you know, blow me down with a feather here, but, you know, I think we all know that there has, you know, we know in our lives, we look around the world and we've travelled, you know, people, women who will, you know, who, what is it, a tale as old as time. Tale as old as time, Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we've seen it. You know, an old guy, grizzled old guy with a 25-year-old wife. What do you you know, and there's a joke in Britain about it, you know, what first attracted you to billionaire whatever, right? What first attracted you? You know, and it's kind of a joke, but everyone knows that joke, yeah. Right? And in fairness, we're seeing in the courtroom woman after woman, and they're gorgeous. I mean, and I'm a woman, so I'm allowed to say that without anyone thinking it's creepy. You know, like these were 20-year-old women who had consensual sexual relations with them, and they're telling that they did, and you're thinking, you know, what exactly was it you saw in this guy? And actually, the defense over a couple of days ago basically said, if you had met another guy who looked like this, but who wasn't a big mogul in Hollywood, would you have slept with him? And it's like, you know, this is a question that obviously people have to think about. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. And as I said, our motivation for doing it is that mob justice is wrong no matter who it's applied to.
Yeah.
You know, and we look at, you know, I just as I said the other day, I was watching the Created Equal documentary about Clarence Thomas, and to see what happened with Anita Hill, who made these claims of sexual harassment and then followed Clarence Thomas to another job, right? She followed him and then repeatedly wrote these emails and text messages to him. But interestingly, at that time in history of America, the American public believed him by 2/3 to 1/3. And I'd like to hope that people remain in this country to have common sense.
Well, you realize the problem is that we have a narrative happening that doesn't allow us to say something ugly about women. For example, you participated in his piggishness. You are just as piggish for allowing him. He didn't threaten you with a gun.
Correct.
You can't say that, but we just did. Right back.
Look at us.
Hopeless romantics, here we go again. But after a while.
Hey, Albin, how much pain is too much pain?
I don't know.
Exactly. Neither do I. All I know is any pain is pain. As my old friend Richard Cunningham used to say, pain hurts.
Yeah.
He would say that, right? And my attitude is, look, there is something called relief factor that works in so many cases. It's natural botanicals and stuff. I bug my family, take this stuff. It works. You can start with the $19.95 is the cost of the Quick Start Pack. Okay, it's a 3-week Quick Start Pack. You will know by the end of that time if it works for you. And I'm here to say 70% of the people who order the 3-week Quick Start Pack for $19.99 end up ordering more. So it's about $1 a day to find out if, you know, you can enjoy the things you used to enjoy. It's kind of amazing. So you got to go to ReliefFactor.com. It works, folks. The 3-week Quick Start Pack, $19.95. That's all it takes. ReliefFactor.com. Or you can call 800-500-8384. Honestly, check it out. It works.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text money to 411-411. That's MONEY to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Make your home even more beautiful with Blinds.com today. They're the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, from cellular shades to wood blinds to plantation shutters and more. Go to Blinds.com now through February 10th and save up to 40% on everything. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. That's up to 40% off everything. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. Blinds.com, promo code PRAGER. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Paging Rhonda Howard, maiden name Jensen. See the agent at gate 6.
These days, it seems like we're hearing about another data breach all the time.
Jose Navarro, login JONAV03, gate 6, please.
And if your private info has been breached, it's almost like it's being broadcast to identity thieves.
Brenda Lawson, bank account number 00404891, report to gate 6.
Good thing there's LifeLock identity theft protection to detect a wide range of threats you might miss on your own. If there's a problem, a U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it.
Travis Matthews, social security number 551-68...
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps look out for you, whether or not your information is exposed in a breach. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code SMART at LifeLock.com. That's promo code SMART for 25% off. Terms apply.
Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Anne McElhenney. I can't spell that. McElhenney.
Perfect.
Irish journalist.
That's me.
And her husband, Phelim McElhare, who's not here today. I can't do a good Irish accent.
No, you're not doing badly. It's not horrific.
I was going to try.
I've heard much worse.
I'm friends with the Gettys, and I love when they or their uncle, John Lennox, when they pronounce the word faith, they say faith.
Oh.
How do you say? Do you say faith?
No, I don't. But
you
I love
don't
that.
Don't say faith.
No, but people do.
Faith.
Faith. Oh, yeah. Or the faith.
Faith.
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking about some really serious stuff. We're talking about the Harvey Weinstein case. Let's play a clip. Now, this is from your podcast. The
Correct.
Podcast is.
It's called the Weinstein. Well, go to WeinsteinPodcast.com and you'll find it. The actual podcast is called Harvey Weinstein Trial Unfiltered. But basically,
Harvey Weinstein Trial Weinstein Trial Unfiltered,
and it's on all the podcast platforms. But for those of you who don't know how to access a platform, just go to Weinstein Trial WeinsteinPodcast.com.
Okay, WeinsteinPodcast.com. And what you do? Let's review. You get actors and actresses to read the transcript, and you do short clips so people can just, it's not, doesn't have to go on and on and on. But this is a clip from a couple of days ago.
Yeah, this is from last Friday with Jessica Mann, who's one of the substantive witnesses speaking to the defense lawyer, Donna Rotunno.
Okay, so this is actors who are performing this, and let's go to that clip now.
After that point, did you have continued conversations? Did you have continued contact with the defendant?
Yes.
Can you describe for the jury what that contact was?
Yes.
And what happened?
I was confused after what happened.
Objection.
Overruled.
And I made the decision to be in a relationship with him, and part of that is because I was sexual with very few people.
Objection.
Sustained.
Well, Ms. Mann, without telling us about your past, can you tell us what became of your relationship of the defendant? Judge, with your permission, I would ask that the first part of her answer on the last question not be sustained, but the last part, I understand your ruling, is sustained.
Next question, no.
Ms. Mann, describe for the jury what your relationship with the defendant became.
I entered into what I thought was going to be a real relationship with him, and it was extremely degrading from that point on.
Okay. So this is amazing stuff, Anne. What we're finding, it seems to me, is that even if something like rape happens, the women, rather than doing what we would hope that they would do, which is immediately run to the police or something, they would allow themselves mentally, emotionally to be sucked into an actual relationship with this man, which sort of makes it impossible to call what he did the kind of rape that you can prosecute in court. Is that the larger point that you're making? In other words, what I don't understand is, are they trying to say that he's guilty for this initial thing, even though they had a consensual 100%, relationship? 100%.
That's exactly what they're trying to say. They're saying that, and in fact, actually, the prosecution, because of the fact that this is obviously very hard to follow, and it's very hard for common sense people to acknowledge this thing, they have a psychiatrist, expert psychiatrist, who also, by the way, appeared and was an expert psychiatrist in the Bill Cosby case, and also, by the way, had a lot to say about Blassie Ford, interestingly enough. So her name is Ziv, Professor Ziv, and she is a lecturer down in Temple University in Philadelphia. And she says, and it's extraordinary, she says that it makes all the sense in the world that you could be raped and then have a very happy, you'd have lots of very pleasant email exchanges, want the rapist to meet your mother. All of that, she says, makes total sense. Now, one thing I found very puzzling about Dr. Ziv was she was asked, was she published? And she's never published anything. Now, I have a few friends, as it just so happens, to who are psychiatrists, and my God, I'll tell you, they've been publishing for 20 years. So I found it really odd that you have an expert witness who actually hasn't published, because the difference between publishing and not publishing, which you would know very well, is that if you publish medical, in a medical journal, you have to be peer-reviewed. Not alone have you to be peer-reviewed, but you need to have clinical notes on all of these people that you're quoting, and you have to do statistical analysis and and all of that, very scientific. She isn't in a position to do that, so in a lot of ways, what she's saying is it's hearsay, actually.
Well, let me go back again, because what it sounds to me, because I'm trying to process this, it sounds to me like the implication is that this woman,
Jessica Mann, yes.
She, in effect, made a bargain with herself and said, I can get something amazing out of this if I put up with it. And at that point, she's participating. She's part of the problem.
Yeah, but she also didn't decide to characterize what had happened to her as rape until much, much later.
And why do you suppose all these years later she would want to do that?
Well, it has happened before. I mean, people, and who knows the motivation, and I don't want to presume the motivation, really, actually, but, there are questions to be asked about that, and particularly in the light of, and I mean, I just came out of court where Jessica Mann was giving evidence, and it is overwhelming the number of emails that are involved here, emails between herself and Harvey Weinstein, emails between her and a boyfriend, a subsequent boyfriend she had, and the way she writes about Harvey Weinstein. She also got involved with some kind of an online YouTube, kind of help group. And she also wrote about Harvey Weinstein to them. And never, never, never in any of that correspondence did she say he raped her. So, one has to ask that question. I suppose my job as a journalist is just to be skeptical and at least to ask the question, what's going on here? And to be a little skeptical, because it's not like this hasn't happened before. We had the Rolling Stone magazine ran their front page news story about college rape, stories that completely turned out to be completely untrue. So we are actually in a world where we should be skeptical about these things.
Yeah.
And the real reason why we should be skeptical is because people do get raped.
Isn't that the point?
Yes.
Is that when you use the word racism lightly, you are taking, you're destroying a word that has a place in the culture. There's real horrifying racism. And when everything's racist, you're really kicking those people to the curb.
Correct.
And that's the same thing here. We need to take this seriously. And this is why my hat goes off to you and Phelim for taking this on. We're going to go to a break, but this is complicated, but I really want my audience to try to understand what's at stake. At the core of it, of course, is due process. A number of things that if we let them slide, or if we let that coin lose its value, we will lose the whole culture. So this is very important. We'll be right back.
And I felt like getting high. I was thinking about...
Folks, let me ask you, where does the profit from your cup of coffee go? Pete and Seth Talbot, the owners of Relief Factor, have just started something called Honor Bound Coffee, and they've committed 100% of their profits to serve and bless military families. It's not an occasional or token gift. It's 100% of the profits. And believe me, this is premium coffee at a great price. All you coffee lovers and experts are going to love this coffee. But you'll know that with every cup of medium, dark roast, or decaf honor-bound coffee, you'll be helping military families who serve with honor and protect us day after day, year after year. And to get started, Pete and Seth are offering on your first order, buy two bags of honor-bound coffee for the price of one. So please stand with Pete and Seth and me and all of us here at Salem. Go to honorboundcoffee.com, not just the best coffee available, the top 1%. And honor-bound is coffee with a purpose. Give your family great coffee and give back to our military. HonorBoundCoffee.com. Is this not terrific? I got to tell you, I can't wait.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Democrat Doug Jones of Alabama says he'll be voting guilty on both articles of impeachment when the Senate holds its final vote at 4 p.m. Eastern. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Jones had been considered a likely Democrat defector, but he says the president's own words prove he abused his power and obstructed Congress.
It was the president's statement that under the Constitution, we have Article 2 and I can do anything I won't.
Republican Roy Blunt argues the House broke all of its own rules just to rush through a fully partisan impeachment.
The House has to do its job. A part of that job would be to create a case that would produce a bipartisan vote on the articles in the House.
The final vote set today for 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
And Utah Republican Mitt Romney has announced that he will vote to convict President Trump on one of the articles. This is SRN News.
Statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results will vary.
If you tried to lose weight and failed, it wasn't your fault. According to leading medical experts, when we cut back on how much we eat, our body shifts into survival mode, reducing our metabolism and making us even hungrier. But now, a breakthrough discovery that helps you fight food cravings is available without a prescription. Riduzone uses your body's natural appetite control, a molecule called OEA, to break that cycle. Riduzone is the only product that contains OEA.
I've lost 75 pounds using Riduzone. My husband has lost 50 pounds using Riduzone. Riduzone has made it so that we eat less food, and it has taken away the cravings that we used to have. Riduzone has made it so that I can lose the weight without feeling hungry.
Go to Riduzone.com. Use promo code today to save up to 65% off your order. That's R-I-D-U-Z-O-N-E.com. Save up to 65% and get free shipping by using promo code today at Riduzone.com. That's R-I-D-U-Z-O-N-E.com.
Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Ann McElhenney about the Harvey Weinstein trial. The podcast is WeinsteinPodcast.com. You can hear these reenactments that you and Phelan are putting together. Now, so then what is the takeaway here? Is it that the Me Too movement has become a juggernaut that says no matter what happened, we want to prosecute these men, even if we can't do so under traditional legitimate norms of jurisprudence, that we still want to kind of smear them?
That's the worry. That would be the worrying scenario, wouldn't it? If jurisprudence, hundreds of years of jurisprudence were set aside because of this, because of Me Too, which, I think there's good things about the Me Too movement. I think it's great if men aren't going to behave like pigs in the workplace anymore. I think that's really good.
Well, of course.
But let's not, but at the same time, due process needs to not go away. And evidence needs to be heard. And that's why, it's good. We're getting, this trial is allowing the defense to defend their client. The things that they are pointing out are extraordinary. I mean, there's one of the other witnesses, by the way, I didn't mention this earlier, was so, her memory of what had happened to her was so fragmented that the prosecution weren't going to use her. They couldn't use her. But then they recommended she go and see a memory specialist, who she then went to see 55 times. I'm slowing my voice down so you really catch that. 55 times, and then she was able to give evidence. So there's things like that, which I think for the regular person, right, don't have to be college bound, just a regular person hearing that, I think it would give them pause. Is that fair to say, Eric?
Well, of course. I mean, this is what I'm, look, here's the dirty secret at the heart of this. Our culture has become so degraded that women are participating in their own degradation. In other words, in another time, if a man like Harvey Weinstein treated you in a certain way, you would immediately go to your father, to the police, to the whatever, and this person would be brought up on charges for rape, for whatever it is. But it seems to me that the ugly culture, especially in Hollywood, it is transactional. It's not clear anymore because a lot of these women, it sounds like these women and others, they said, I can get something out of this for my career.
Yeah.
And the moment you enter into that thinking, you've destroyed the ability to prosecute somebody like this, or you destroy the ability because you're sort of saying, well, if I can get something out of it, I'll let it go. In which case, you're really telling somebody like Harvey Weinstein, keep going. Keep behaving like a pig, because some of us will trade sexual favors for help in our careers. I mean, what could be more base?
And I mean, by the way, there's some stuff that, I mean, that who knows what's going to happen. I mean, one of the witnesses actually quoted the fact that Harvey Weinstein at one stage said to her, you know, in a bedroom, was asking her for a threesome, threw three contracts for three different movies on the bed and said, this is how it's done. And basically said to her, Selma Hayek did it, Uma Thurman and Charlize Theron. And it's interesting. I mean, you say to yourself, they're a bit quiet. Because surely I think if I was listed in a list like that, I think I would go out and have a press conference meeting and say, by the way, this is all rubbish. He's never touched me.
Uma Thurman, Charlize Theron, and Selma Hayek.
We're mentioned.
We're going to, we're done for today, folks, but I'm going to keep this lovely woman in the studio. And Anne, we're going to talk to you some more, and we'll play that on Friday because this is way too important. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Great to be here.